Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
They're red, they're white, they're brown. They get that way underground. There can't be much to do. So now they have blue ones too. We don't care what they look like, we'll eat them. Any way they can fit on our plate. Every way we can conjure to heat them. We're delighted at this.
Mr. Potato Head's an Upstage Surrey production.
Potato, 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 potato.
Of course, of course. So if you're quite ready, I shall send in the first candidate.
So, where is he then? Well, where is he? We haven't got all day. Well, we might have, but, you know, it's open to interpretation, isn't it? Right there, right? Totally open to interpretation. Get on with it. I think it's wonderful to be here. I've always had a thing about potatoes. Obviously, palates, they consume vast quantities. They have a staff and everything else. Banquets and so on. It's still intrinsic, isn't it? Potato. Of course, I'm aware that historically the potato isn't... potato originated from Peru, but it's just an essential part of our culture. Nearly 500 years, which is why I feel it is so thoroughly British. It can only really be British if you've embraced it and learned to cook in a multitude of ways. For me, I feel Britain would not be Britain without potato. And quite apart from thoroughly enjoying, potato has always fascinated me. How it could be such an intrinsic part of the daily life for all of us. I believe it has the power to unite us as a nation. A humble potato. Or as I like mischievously to refer to it as the British potato. Then it occurred to me, wouldn't it be glorious actually to deliver them? It would be magnificent metaphysical experience, putting me in touch with, in a very basic way, but essential way, for the very Britishness that all of us enjoy and love. Clearly, it couldn't be me personally delivering potatoes. Obviously, I would have to go around with my bodyguard, and it would be him who would actually, well, take out the bags of potatoes and deliver them. So, in conclusion, I can only say that I would see it as a huge honour if you would hire me. If you would hire me, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, for us, I mean, for you to be, delivering the potatoes, I mean, that'll be, well, that, I've got to say, that'd be fantastic. I mean, that would really, you know, catapult our business right up there. But I think there's going to be problems with insurance and stuff like that. And it might, you know, might also sort of work against us, you know. I think there could be problems with that, mate, you know. I know it's shocking, isn't it? But I think we'd have to pass on that one, yeah. Right, hang on. Let's just check the advert, what we wrote. Right. Okay, so, hang on. This is... potato delivery man needed. May have to deliver to the Outer Hebrides. Knowledge of potatoes useful, but not essential. That's all right, isn't it, John? Yeah? Right. Well, let's bring him in then.
But of course, the Outer Hebrides is so very, how do you say, not local. Not that this would be a problem for me. No, but too. But I am wondering if the people in this little village, I am wondering if they have need of the potato. I mean, how can we be absolutely certain their lives would be complete with the potato? J'imagine that they already know of the French fry, so obviously malnommé, misnamed, as you must know. But if they have already been awakened to the joie de cette petite morceau de délice, are we to believe that they would welcome the potato with its dirty skin? It's less than beautiful apparence. It's eyes that hang out on those long stems. I mean, forgive me, but this could be mal recherché, monsieur, you know, under-researched.
Perhaps you are being a teeny bit impatient, if I may be so bold. She was rather attractive.
Next! Well, hello? It's very nice to be here. The Dutch shoes selling the cloaks de vliegen is te leven en niet de eigen heeft dus de kleine vlieg. The windmills is Dutch, but so Outer Hebrides is right. Okay, Mr. Croft, whatever your name is, listen, mate. Look, if you leave your details, right, leave your details there, and you know, we'll let you know of our decision, all right, yeah, that's it, mate, yeah, there's the door, yeah, that's it, yeah, out, yeah, thank you, yeah, right, yeah. I'll tell you what, Johnny, just a smidgen with me, English wouldn't help me. Right. Next!
Yes, I can't help but agree, even a smidgen of English would have helped them considerably.
So, you know, what I was trying to say about the potato is, you know, it's like it actually has a soul. You know, it's sort of the life inside the potato is the rhythm, is the musicality in there, inside the potato. When you cook it, it comes out and it infects us in the most wonderful, sort of soulful way. And so, you know, if what we need to do is, you have to get that message out to people like, you know, in the Outer Hebrides. I get it. I totally get it. They need, probably, sort of more, we're used to it, but they need that life, that soul, that music from the food. They need it more than most, so we have to get it out there. Do I get the job? Yes. Hang on a minute, man. Wait a minute. So, hang on. What are you saying here? You trying to tell me that what we're delivering? We're delivering into their souls? Is that it? We're delivering soul food? Is that what you're saying? Because, look, I'm telling you, I'm just delivering potatoes, mate. That's all it is. You've got the potatoes. We deliver them. That's it, mate. That's it. No more nothing. Now, I don't care what you want to make of it. That's up to you. But I just want you just deliver it. Have you got a problem with that?
Possibility of renaming French fry as Outer Hebridean Hot Spud or Cold Spud? Possibilities and opportunities in developing potato. And followers of potato. Unimaginable ventures of potato doorways that will open. Yes. Job of delivering potato is just tip of iceberg, you know. Versatility of this round or oft times oval, sometimes even pointed, undervalued gem. It defies description. No. This isn't just a carbohydrate that is big and filling. It is indeed much more. So much more.
Next!
Top of the morning to you. And may I just add that it's a pleasure. A grand pleasure indeed to be sitting here discussing the virtues of the pride and joy of me dear old homeland. There's nothing I don't know about the potato. And you can believe me when I tell you right away, you found the one you're looking for. Oh, yes. The potato and I are inseparable. Inseparable.
Next!
Let's cut right to the chase. The potato needs a makeover. You hear what I'm saying? It's behind the time. It's behind the ear. Behind the eight ball. It's outdated. Outmoded, outclassed. Now, don't misunderstand me. I can sell ice to the Canadians. It's just that I'm here to tell you what this product needs. And it needs it about as much as I need a brain. You get what I'm telling you? You hear where I'm coming from?
Next!
Quite. So awfully loud. Actually, all this talk about potatoes has given me quite an appetite, sir. What about you? Are you ready to make your selection? I feel a bit sorry for that first chap, the one with the rather big ears.
What's a huge shame is that in the interview, I didn't get you some of my favourite words. Replenish, polish, diminish. These are words that I feel are intrinsically very much me. And maybe I might be fine if I use those, perhaps. Perhaps I've got the job after all.
Now, Mr. Splits, interviewing's over for today. It has been rather a long day for you, hasn't it? So, the doctors have moved your appointment a little bit earlier for this afternoon. Would you like to bring all your friends with you? And then afterwards, we can have our favourite dinner, potato stew. Come along now, Mr. Splits. Come along.
Oh, those who feel the breath of sadness sit down next to me. Those who find they're touched by madness sit down next to me. Those who find themselves ridiculous sit down next to me. In love.
You have been listening to Mr. Potato Heads by Karen Buchanan. Edited by Colin Hansford, performed by Squatter Bedros and Friends. Music supplied by YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment, written and performed by local people for local people.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.